Hi, this is Pastor Jeff coming to you with this week's devotional message. You know, our moderator of our North Texas Presbytery, Josh Anderson, delivered a sermon at Presbytery a couple of years ago. And he began that by asking a question: what is your happiest place, your moment in nature that just brings forth beauty and awe and in wonder? And he gave us a moment to pause and consider that. And then he shared with us his. Mine is this. Gail and I, a couple of years ago, were in Corona Del Mar out in California. There was a restaurant and had a bar lounge area up on the rooftop. And we went up there and we watched the sunset over the Pacific Ocean, going from a ball of yellow and as it set, changing colors to become an orange and then a red fireball sinking into the horizon. It was so awe-inspiring, so beautiful, so wonderful, you didn't want it to end. There was true glory in it. Paul, in Romans chapter 8, says this, that he considers the sufferings of this present time not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Several contrasts in this passage take place. Glory to suffering, future and the present, and then eternal and temporal or momentary. Those are three comparisons that are hard for us, frankly, to comprehend. I mean, think about outside of time. We live lives that are scheduled by time. We eat at a certain time. We go to bed at a certain time. We rise up. Everything is time bound. So to think of eternal, to think of timelessness is incomprehensible. But God gives us a spirit within to have understanding to at least a level that we can look forward to. And so Paul considers this. That means he meditates upon the Word of God, the promises that come in Christ Jesus, the promise of glory yet to come, a glory that Adam and Eve once had, not completely, but once had without sin. We come to Christ and we have an advantage that Adam and Eve didn't have. We now have union with God Himself and the promise of glory to come. And so we can look forward to a glory that is to come in the future. And He gives us that ability to do that. So we consider these things. The other piece that is in this is the comparison, and not worth comparing. If you think of scales and you try to balance the scales with weight on one side and then some subject matter on the other, Paul's saying is the glory that's to come far outweighs everything on the other side of the scale, like a feather, like a speck of dust. Again, an incomprehensible amount. And that glory that is to come is that way. And it will be one day revealed to us. John says in his first epistle that when we see Jesus, we will be like Him. Like Him, the like that Peter and John and James saw in the Transfiguration. The glorified Christ on that mountaintop. We will be like Him. And so Paul is putting all this greatness, all this glory that is to be bestowed on us, and which we already have a part now, but all of it yet to come, and then compares it to the sufferings of this world. And that's where we want to come to at this point. There is so much, brothers and sisters, that are against us at this time. We have the virus going around. We have trouble in our nation through relationships of humanity. All those things are attack on the image of God that we are. We need to look to Christ. Peter on the water at Galilee, he stepped out of the boat in the storm, walking towards Jesus, fixed on Jesus at that time, revealing Himself in part of His glory as sovereign Lord and creator of creation, walking on the water. And He tells Peter, if you want to come to me, come. And Peter does. So my encouragement for you is to know that the glory is to come. Know that you have a part of that now. Know that when your eyes are fixed on Jesus, you can overcome the circumstances of life, and that you can live one that resembles Christ, like Peter walking on the water to the world around you. All of a sudden, the circumstances melt away. I hope that'll be an encouragement to you this morning. Fix on Christ. Think of Him, His majesty and His glory, and it's a glory that He looks to share with you. God bless you today.